everything.
Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Actually, I thought that was the end of my day and the story of Miss D. But she somehow connected with me again, and so I asked her whether or not she's happy with her life like that. She said no. I asked, what is it that you're not happy with? She said, because lost mouth cannot eat. Oh, I said, oh, that is of course terrible. And I understand. But it's a wonder that you are still going around, living your life, and even glowing such a big light like that for your size. I don't know how you do it. Can you tell me? When I first saw her, I asked her how I should address her, you know. Are you male or female? Because I don't know much about your kind of being. So first she said, male. So I thought, oh, she's male. So I said, he and all that. But then afterwards, more words materialized to me. She said, males seducer. Oh my God, what a language and what a way of expression. I guess she means she's female, but just a way of humorously expressing it. Quite humorous. Okay. I really cannot believe that she even came and delivered good news like that so eagerly. And another spider also came. Every day somebody comes, and today is the first time I met a worm who came to deliver peace news and comforting words. From where did you hear that news? Can you tell me? Oh, world people talk a lot about it. That's how she heard it. Your English is so good. I'm really surprised and impressed. Also, I like your sense of humor. Karma, peace is really heavy for you. Oh, thank you. I know that. I know that. But what to do? What to do? This world is like that. I don't mind bearing the peace karma for people, but they could not even escape, even if I do anything and many things for them, because they do not believe what I said. Maybe not. That's why they don't follow what I have suggested and advised them. Maybe they listen to your words, but their habits they cannot cut off so easily. Yeah, you're right. I know that's also one of the reasons. And it's so sad, because it's doable. The karma of peace, the karma of killing is preventable. But it doesn't look like it's happening very soon. Some people say 2026 will be a vegan world year. Everybody will become vegan, but I haven't seen anything on as grand a scale as that. Although the world has improved with veganism, more vegan food is produced, making it easy and a reasonable price for people to buy. But I guess only the more people buy, the more this vegan business will grow. According to demand, there will be supply. Right now, it's still not as much as the way I would like, because I want to really save this world. I want to save people's souls. I want them to be liberated from suffering forever. But what can I do? In the human world, I'm just a little woman. And the karma cut me off from my workers, from my people, from the animal people that I love also, from the place I used to live, and it was comfortable and easy. Even that I cannot have. And even a little security and safety is always very kind of fragile and unstable. I can hardly protect myself. I have nobody with guns or knives or kung fu around me. So even if you are sad that you cannot eat, many people are sad for many things. For me, I'm the saddest one on the planet, I think, because many things I see are not right. It's just so beyond cruelty, beyond brutality, beyond barbarousness. Oh, barbarous actions. It's just, if sadness can break your heart, then it would break mine. It broke many times, even though invisibly. It's very difficult to bear this world. But you know, I feel so awed and so, you could say, shocked that you, such a humble, tiny little bug or beetle, can know so much about karma. How do you know all this? I mean, this thing only I know. I mean, humans, they do know, but I don't think they know the depth of peace karma that affects me and my work, my life, my happiness, my own peace, everything. So how do you even know about that? Your life is so short, and your needs are not really fulfilled. How do you know peace karma is heavy for me? How do you know that? Could you please tell me? Not kind of humans to treat each other and other beings in such a hell way. Wow, wow, your English is really good. Your knowledge, philosophy and wisdom are truly remarkable. Please continue talking, eh? Failed to kind of save the world, to secure it. Yes, you're right. You're right. You put it very mildly and kindly. Yeah, it's easy to do the opposite, to save people, to save this world, to help each other, because God gives so abundantly that we could even fit many worlds over, not just our world alone. If they all know how to behave and to love one another, my God, it's so easy to create heaven on earth. Don't you think, Dee? Yes, I think so. That's what she said. But tell me, how did you become so wise? I mean, which school have you gone to? It's like in our world, we go to school, go to college, go to university to obtain some kind of knowledge. So you can have some kind of certificate, and then you can get a job, be a respected person in society. Which school did you go to? How did you obtain such a wise philosophy like what you have just expressed? Could you please tell us? Yes, can tell. You are a master of wisdom and have so many disciples and followers. But you are not young anymore. What do you mean by that? I'm still very young. Because of that, you don't have enough strength to win the battle against the negative. Well, thank you very much. I wish you wish me better than that. But I'm happy that you are honest and you talk sincerely, truthfully, and genuinely from your heart, and not trying to just make me happy. and not dare to tell the truth. But may I tell you something that's a little contradictory to what your opinion was that you have just expressed? Now, this battle between positive and negative is not like a wrestling kind of stage or boxing venue, you know? We fight with inside spiritual power and knowledge, wisdom, as well as the compassion for humanity and all beings. That's our goal, to fight. We don't fight just for fun or to be famous or to be loved or to be revered. As I grow older, I feel wiser. I feel more deep inside my heart, to be even more determined to fight for what's right and to save souls from suffering in hells and any other lower worlds. And that motive is really pushing me forward and upward all the time. And of course, we hope to win, because hell is really hell. It's too much suffering for anyone who enters it, especially to enter the eternal hell door one never can get out. Imagine if it's you. Imagine if your children or your husband, your beloved one, have to fall into hell. Wouldn't you like to try with all your might to save them? Because how can anyone endure such eternal suffering like that? Or even just some years or some 10 years. It's horrible. And if we have any heart, any feeling, any sympathy, any love, any compassion, we would try our best to rescue them. Don't you think? So the age doesn't matter, because this fight, it doesn't need muscle. I'm still alive, very alert, and I'm working every day more than 8 hours a day sometimes, almost all day, all night as well. And I sleep very little, just resting very little, and eat whatever, yeah? You see, we're not talking about physical strength here, you know? We're talking about the spiritual strength, the strength from Godhead, from the source of all creation, from the source of all love, all life, all unconditional sacrifice for the good cause, to save the meek and the weak and the ignorant. They're born with God's love and wisdom, but they have been blindfolded and bound hand and foot while thrown into the sea to swim. Imagine how much more helpless any being can be. So even if I am dying or older than now, I still continue to fight for them, and I will win. That's how I feel now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.